G'arb tanqidiga ko'ra, Rossiya Qrimni o'ziga qo'shib olib, Ukrainaning mustaqilligini hurmat qilish va'dasini buzdi. Bundan xulosa qilgan boshqa davlatlar, yadro qurolidan qutulish fikridan qaytishi mumkin. Yadro arsenali yo'q mamlakatlar esa ommaviy qirg'in qurolini yaratishga tushishi hech gap emas. Mavjud mulohaza, Rossiya 1994-yilgi Budapesht bitimini oyoq osti qildi. Vashingtondagi Amerika universiteti xalqaro aloqalar bo'limi dekani James Goldgayer gapiradi.
And Russia, the UK and the United States essentially guaranteed Ukraine's territorial integrity and political sovereignty. There was an agreement not to engage in economic coercion.
Rossiya, Britaniya va Amerika o'shanda Ukrainaning hududiy yaxlitligi va siyosiy suverenitetini kafolatlagan, iqtisodiy bosim o'tkazmaslikka va'da berilgan edi. Bugun mazkur kelishuv buzildi, deydi Goldgayer.
This is clearly a violation of that agreement.
Bu esa yadro quroli tarqalishining oldini olish ishlariga xalaqit berishi mumkin. Olimning aytishicha, voqealarni kuzatib turgan davlatlar atom qurolidan qutulish fikridan qaytishi ehtimoldan xoli emas.
You're basically sending a signal to every other country out there to think twice about either giving up nuclear weapons or not pursuing them in the first place, because if Ukraine had a nuclear deterrent,
boshqalar esa bunday arsenalni qo'lga kiritish yo'llarini izlashga tushadi, chunki Ukraina bugun yadroviy davlat bo'lgani deydi, Rossiya bunaqa qo'pol muomala qilmasdi, deydi professor.
You wouldn't see the Russians moving against Ukraine.
Qurol nazorati bo'yicha xususiy uyushma rahbari Daryl Kimballning aytishicha, Budapesht bitimida G'arb Ukraina suverenitetini qurol bilan himoya qilishga majbur degan gap yo'q. Lekin Rossiya muammo chiqargani rost.
But I think, you know, this incident, if it's not addressed properly by the United States and Russia and our allies in Europe, you know, could shake confidence.
Amerika, Rossiya va Yevropa hozirgi vaziyatga aniqlik kiritsin. Aks holda BMT Xavfsizlik kengashining 5 doimiy a'zosi kafolatlariga ishonch yo'qoladi, deydi Daryl Kimball. Ukrainaga yadro quroli baribir kerak emas edi, deydi Jon Hines, tashqi siyosat bo'yicha tadqiqotlar instituti olimi.
This was an arsenal that was in a poor state of repair. That was going to be difficult to maintain.
Bu arsenalning ahvoli xarob edi, deydi olim. Unga qarash, eplash qiyin edi. Boshqa davlatga qarshi qo'llash uyoqda tursin, yadro quroli aslida Ukrainaning o'ziga xavf solayotgan edi, deydi Hines.
Then its deterrent effect on any other nation.
Daryl Kimballning so'zlariga ko'ra, mamlakatlar yadro arsenalidan qutulishda boshqa omillarni ham inobatga oladi.
Those countries that could potentially eliminate their nuclear arsenals, including North Korea.
Davlat o'z yadro qurolini yo'q qilmoqchi bo'lsa, deydi u, misol uchun Shimoliy Koreya yadro dasturidan qutulmoqchi bo'lsa, nafaqat xavfsizlik, balki boshqa siyosiy imtiyozlarni ham o'ylab qaror chiqaradi, deydi Daryl Kimball.
A political document that provides some sort of security assurances.
Uning nazarida Rossiyaning Ukrainada qilgan ishlari yadro quroli tarqalishining oldini olishga qanday ta'sir qilishini vaqt ko'rsatadi. Vashingtondan Nasiba Tohir, Amerika ovoz radiosi uchun.